Joining us this morning is Laura Zicke, who can tell us all about Emily's hopeful holiday.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I just want to let everyone know about our 8th annual Emily's Hopeful Holiday and get, most importantly, what our mission is and what we do and why we do it. Obviously, we've created this in honor of our daughter, Emily, who is a cancer survivor at age 14. She was treated at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, and we were very touched by our care there and meeting other families that went through the journey we went on. So this is just a way to remember our family, the families who have kids with cancer who are just starting this journey or continue to endure it. And so our mission is, unlike a lot of other missions, is our mission is to raise money. 100% of the money we raise goes directly, literally directly to families who have kids with cancer, and we help them pay their bills. And those bills can be anything from fixing their car to get their kids to appointments, paying their rent because their medical bills are too high, utilities, basically anything else that they're in need of. That's when our fund kicks in at Rainbow. We have a social worker at Rainbow who handles our fund and determines who needs what, and that's what this fundraiser is all about.
What was it back in the day that led you to doctors that you thought Emily had some sort of health issue?
Well, we just knew that something wasn't right for months. We actually took her several months to get tested for things because she just was not acting like Emily. And oddly, things kept coming back okay, but we knew this wasn't our kid. She wasn't the silly, goofy Emily. And it wasn't until like the fourth or fifth testing that we finally came back that she had leukemia.
And what was it that really sparked you to take on this challenge, this mission?
Well, it was out of gratefulness, actually. We were in the midst of the worst pain and sorrow that we could ever be in. And what we experienced through our family and friends and support system was just amazing. And we also just got word that Emily did not have to spend Christmas in the hospital and that her treatment was going so well and we were able to leave and we were kind of elated with everything. We're like, oh my gosh, everybody's amazing. But then we kind of all got together and said, there are so many people who don't have what we have. So that's what we wanted to do, is provide to the other families that don't have the support system or the financial means. And that's why we kind of established this fund, to be that support system for people who don't have anyone.
Well, the big event is coming up on Sunday, November 9th from 3 to 7 at Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant in Amherst. What will people see, expect to get there? What are things you've got for the raffles? Tell us all about that.
Well, we've hit another record this year. We have 80 items. I'm actually turning raffle items away at this point because it's just people that want to help us and be involved in this event so many ways. It's incredible. We are so blessed with our family and friends in our community. Two big items that I know people are going to be all gaga over are our usual 13-inch, 128-gigabyte MacBook Air, and that is provided by our sponsors. They donate the money and allow me to go purchase this item for a big ticket raffle item. It generates a lot of money. And this year we also have 4 suite tickets to the Ariana Grande concert, which I know a lot of the young girls out there are going to go crazy over. We have 80 items, and if you go to our website, it's called emilyshopefulholiday.wordpress.com. You can actually pre-order tickets if you can't make the event but want to take part in our amazing raffles. Our raffles are over $14,000 worth of prizes this year. You can purchase tickets online through a secured website that Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital actually set up for us. And you don't have to be present to win, but you can get in on all the prizes at that website. It's emilyshopefulholiday.wordpress.com.
Over those 8-some years now, do you know how many families you've helped or added hope to? What kind of a response?
You know what? One of our things is we hand out a sponsor booklet, and within our sponsor booklet at our events, I put in EHH, Emily's Hopeful Holiday, recipient stories in it every year, so that people who come and support us and donate and can read firsthand what these families are experiencing. I don't actually have a number. I just know that since 2007, before this event even starts, we've raised over $100,000.
So here we are. Emily is now 14. Is she everything you thought she would be?
Oh, absolutely. Her new love is tennis. She's like on the tennis team at her high school, pursuing her tennis dream. She just wants to take it as far as she can go into college. And very healthy, very wonderful. We are very blessed, and we know we are blessed, and we count our blessings every day. And this is just something we can do to just bless others.
She's a teenager, though. There must be a little bit of pain going through your...
Well, you know what? She's a good kid.
Right.
I don't have anything to say. She's,
okay.
She's a good kid. I'm very blessed with my children. Both of them they're doing very well.
Well, that's wonderful. And again, the 8th annual Emily's Hopeful Holiday is coming up on Sunday, November 9th. It'll go from 3 to 7 at Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant in Amherst. Now, again, if people want to get, I guess, the advance tickets, raffle tickets, or information about being a part of it, what's a good place for them to check that out again?
Okay, and on one more point, I wanted to say that this is indeed a family event.
Okay.
Bring the kids. There's tons of kids there. This is all surrounded about family, and it's a free event. You do not need a ticket to come. You simply come, and you eat at Ziggy's. Ziggy's gives us a portion of your dining bill, which, with all the people that are coming, is pretty substantial at the end. And then you come, and you buy the raffle tickets of your choices, and that's how we generate our money from the event. Once again, all the information on our website at Emily's Hopeful Holiday. .wordpress.com. Pre-order tickets, get all the event information on that website. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me through that website as well.
And they go, so you have a Facebook page too that people can link to and maybe share with their friends and get everybody to come out and be a part of this event on November 9th at Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant there on Park Avenue in Amherst. Laura, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it, and good luck with your event this year.
And thank you for having me. Hope to see a bunch of people there. Thank you so much.
Laura Ziggy this morning with the 8th Annual Emily's Hopeful Holiday here at WEOL.